D'Lo and KC here on 102.5 KSFM. Number one for hip-hop and R&B. Man, SZA still don't miss.
Does not miss. Does not.
I was just about to randomly ask you the question. It's probably not the time for that. We got Corners of the Culture coming up. I'm going to save it. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
I can't get off that Future and Metro Boomin album. I got a question.
I saw something else about that.
Lots of talk about big threes. It's just me. All of that. Like, I got a question.
Okay.
We'll get to it. I'm going to save it. Don't let me forget.
I won't let you forget.
Okay.
I also won't let anybody forget that we've got tickets to see Tank at Hard Rock Live on June 21st. It's not only Tank, but my boy Carl Thomas is going to be in the building. Kerry Hilson is going to be in the building. And you can be in the building. Just listen for us to give you that cue to call. When you hear that, we're going to be looking for caller number 9 to 916-909-1025 for your chance to go see Tank at Hard Rock Live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Yo.
The latest news in hip-hop and R&B. It's Corners of the Culture.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
What may turn into one of the biggest hip-hop stories in history is unfolding right in front of our eyes right now. Yesterday, three residences of Sean Combs in New York, Miami, and Los Angeles were simultaneously raided by Homeland Security and the FBI. Video emerged of his sons being detained and a number of other people being detained from those residences with no Sean Combs in sight. Shortly thereafter, TMZ was able to track his private plane flight patterns that in the 24 hours prior included stops in Sacramento, Palm Springs, and Van Nuys before ultimately landing in Antigua, an island in the Caribbean. That led many, including us, to believe that Combs was in fact on the run and he may never be seen or heard from again. That is not the case, as TMZ obtained video of the Bad Boy founder pacing around outside the customs office in Miami. Combs and his entourage had been stopped by federal agents, but Combs, by all accounts, was not detained. In the video, he was seen walking freely, without handcuffs, and without federal supervision. While Combs' plane is still in Antigua, it's unclear at this moment where he is, and it's unclear exactly what happened yesterday at his three homes and what federal agents were looking for and what happens now with the man who just 2 years ago received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the BET Awards. Stay caught up on this crazy story and everything going on in and around hip-hop with Corners of the Culture, Monday through Friday, right here on D'Lo and KC. Man, they hyped for Money Long on that Chris Brown show. My goodness,
hey,
man.
Hey, Money Long, she got a moving out here right now. I mean, between
really
that
do.
And then obviously, Hours and Hours is one of my favorite R&B songs in the last 10 years.
Really?
I love that song. I love Hours and Hours.
Okay, like really in the last 10 years? Like top 10?
I'd have to think about it, but it's up there.
Okay.
It's definitely top 25.
Right.
Hours and Hours is a perfect song. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's a great record.
Yeah.
Man, that's high praise.
Yeah, man.
That's high praise. Yeah, but no, they hyped for her coming on that Chris Brown tour. D'Lo and KC, 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got those Tank tickets coming up.
That's right. He's going to be at Hard Rock Live June 21st with Carl Thomas, with Kerry Hilson, and we've got the tickets. You're listening for us to give you that cue to call. When you hear that, we'll be looking for caller number 9 to 916-909-1025.
So we know where Tank's going to be. Mm-hmm. We know where Carl Thomas is going to be. We don't know where Sean's going to be.
Well, man.
We thought Sean
got
had
crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
It got crazy.
Shout out TMZ, boy. They stay on everything. We thought he was gone.
Yeah.
Turns out his plane was gone.
Yeah.
His plane, to the best of our knowledge, is still there in the Caribbean.
Which is odd in itself.
But Sean's not. TMZ had the video. We're talking about this in Corners of the Culture. He was pacing around outside the customs office in Miami. He wasn't detained, wasn't in handcuffs, didn't look like what happened outside of his houses in New York, Miami, and in Los Angeles.
It's crazy.
I don't know, man. The way that raid happened on that house, it looks like they was going in for someone.
But
by all accounts, that's not what happened.
So you got to be careful here with rumors and internet rumors, Twitter, all this other stuff. There's some things that I've heard that make more sense than, hey, they're coming after Diddy or something like that. Because it doesn't seem like Diddy was hard to find yesterday.
Yeah, they seem to know where he was. By all accounts, they were, now it did appear they were at the airport, but they were approached by federal agents. And again, there's that video where Sean's just walking around like he wasn't detained. He wasn't in handcuffs. He wasn't even surrounded by anybody. He was just pacing.
Somebody asked yesterday on our ESPN 1320 show, is this the biggest story in hip hop history? And we said Biggie and Tupac first. I don't know. I've never seen anything like this in hip hop.
No, it's different, but like those were the two biggest hip hop stars in the moment. Mm. And obviously now in history.
Yeah.
They were murdered 6 months apart.
Yeah.
Like I don't think anything will. It's going to be hard pressed to.
And I don't even feel right talking about a murder, talking about biggest story and all this other stuff. But this, I mean, when you talk about this is a mogul in hip hop history.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Who, by all accounts, may be arrested, may be forced to leave the country, may be part of a bigger conspiracy and scheme going on. Like, this is. I've never seen anything like this in hip-hop. This is crazy.
Yeah, report says Diddy, and this is something we speculated on yesterday, never saw this coming. Like, the raid came as a complete surprise.
Mm.
We thought he got tipped off and bolted when we found out the plane was out of the country. There's reports that he didn't know.
Mm.
Which, man. Man.
This is crazy.
Indeed it is. Got the 420 hit of the day coming up next hour, plus those tickets to see Tank on the way. Shout out Juvenile. Turned 49 years old yesterday.
Man, big ups to Juvie, man. Big ups to Juvie. You know what it is. Uptown Third World Magnolia, baby. You know the vibes over here. We're doing the cash money thing. Juvenile. You hear him on your radio dial every day. 102.5, daddy.
I love that. The 102.5 audience just got introduced to JC from New Orleans. I love it. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. That song always trips me out. That's the first thing I had ever heard from Cash Money was Hot. And it sounded so different than anything I had ever heard before. And it still does to this day almost.
Yeah. That's
that
your label.
Beat, everything. Yeah. Like, I was like, what is this? And then his flow was choppy or whatever, but it fit. It was, that was dope.
Steve McKay here on 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. You ever said, I told you a little bit ago, hey, I want to expand on a conversation we were having. It was about the Drake stuff, Drake, Cole, Kendrick. It's like, that's the big three. I'm the big me, whatever.
Big Sean.
Like, it's, right. It's those guys.
Yeah.
Who's next? So what sparked that is I was listening to the new Future. After the Kendrick Lamar verse, I was listening to the Future Metro Boomin. And I'm like, this is a phenomenal record.
Yeah.
Future is incredible.
He really is.
I was like, is Future like once you get past Kendrick and Cole and Drake, is it Future?
We talking about like.
Or is it Travis? Or is it someone else?
I mean, we joke, but I would put Sean in that next level category.
Like, you put him on the same level as Travis in Future?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's a better rapper than both of those guys. Now, being able to make hits and stuff like that, that's a different category. But I think they're all on that same next level real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to think. You know who... Well, first of all, I think the women are involved in there, too. I think you look at Cardi, you look at Nicki, you look at Meg.
Cardi got to drop something.
I know. But I just
Nicki, okay.
I just said Sean, and Sean hadn't dropped nothing
in
a while.
That's true, too.
But you look at those, I think the ladies might be next. Lotto's in that category as well.
Yeah, Lotto can go, boy.
But,
oh, my God.
But you know who's lingering around, and he just got to figure out what he wants to do. Jack Harlow.
Well, okay.
I mean,
all right.
What did we talk about? What did we talk about a couple months ago that he was the only rapper since Drake to have like four straight number ones?
Yeah.
In a year or something like that? I think he's just got to figure out what he wants to do. Like, how do you want to make music? Do you want to be a rapper? Do you want to be a pop star? Like, what you want to do? But he's laid the groundwork.
It's an interesting conversation because it feels like maybe there are a bunch of guys clumped up into that next tier category.
Yeah, for sure.
We got those tickets to see Tank at the Hard Rock Live on the way. Stay tapped in. It's Dito and KC here on 102.5 KSFM.
Bringing you all the positive vibes for hip-hop and R&B, and right here in Sacramento and surrounding areas, it's KC's Corner.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
You know, sometimes these rich entertainers and musicians, they get to talking about their rich, lavish life, then they forget that sometimes that could leave a little sour taste in some fans' mouth after all the bragging about their luxury lifestyle. And on Sunday, my girl Lotto took to Twitter, and she had a little bit of an issue herself as she started to stunt on her followers with a little rich flex. She tweeted out, quote, "My favorite thing about being rich is going out to eat damn near every day and ordering whatever the F I got a taste for," end quote. One person replied, "Not right now, Lotto, please. It's rent season." And I get that. Don't nobody want to hear all that when you got rent due, when you got mortgage due, when you got car notes due? I get all that. And apparently, Lotto understood that as well, because moments later, Lotto issued an apology and then said, quote, "Sorry, how much is your rent and what's your Cash App?" end quote. The Atlanta native delivered on her promise, generously sending $2,000, $500 more than the fan's actual rent. The fan replied, Lotto don't do budgets. I love you." Good moment. Good recognition by Lotto to see that, you know what, sometimes you got to bring yourself back down to earth for your people just a little bit. It's cool to stunt. It's cool to wear your blessings. We get it. We're not mad at that. But sometimes you got to be like, you know what, now's not the time. And Lotto understood the assignment. So shout out to Lotto for that one.